Om Gyana Timaranda. Reading from Jiva Dharma, Chapter 37, Sringara Ras Vichar, Sringara Sarup, and Vipralamba. Om Gyana Timaranda Sya Gananjana Shalakaya, Taksur and Mulatam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Amha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam, Tapitam Yena Bhutale, Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bayebhacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, excuse me, greetings from Vrindavan. Somehow let me just get some water or something. One second, I'll be right there. That's a bit better. Greetings from Vrindavan. I skipped a little bit of a chapter somehow. I can only go for a half hour today. Tomorrow I will be traveling to Puri for our retreat. Looking forward to it. I think perhaps some of the people that normally listen are already, you know, in transit. No, actually, they're probably not yet. And I have a few people here also who came a little early. I guess the term is we're having a blast. There's a lot of kirtans going to Srivasangam where the Sankirtan mission began. The yoga pit, Lord Chaitanya is born. Shilabhati Siddhanta Samadhi. I'm continuing the Jiva Dharma. It was a little difficult for me because there were just lists of things, and those are the type of things that really can be read, and there's not much explanation of them. I think this chapter will lend a little bit more to our discussion. You know, we're doing the last chapter of the Shikshastakam. And it's quite interesting that this humility, this conception of humility is there before each verse of the Shikshastakam. As one advances his humility, increases. Feeling prema or love humbles one. because it creates such an intense hankering in the heart, it's almost like increasing thirst makes one feel they have more water. So, but in this case, the water is increasing the thirst, because prema itself is thirst. It's the thirst for God. And therefore, it creates this feeling of lack within the heart, that makes one very humble, and at the same time increases one's hankering. The more in your consciousness you're saying, I want Krishna, the more you're advanced in Krishna consciousness. And the more you say, I want, the more you're feeling a lack, and therefore a humility. And therefore, the most humble people are actually the gopis led by Radha. Because her desire for Krishna is so intense that she feels she has no love. It's like you have thirst, you feel you have no water. She has this thirst for Krishna, and it makes her increasingly feel, I don't have Krishna. And is that, and as Krishna is her, as Krishna is her, standard of what is valuable, then she feels this poverty and humility in her hankering for Krishna. the same thing. When one is humble, there's a sense of poverty, of lack. And that creates the desire for Krishna. And that's what bhakti is. Bhakti is nothing but the desire to please Krishna. So these play off of each other. The intense desire to please Krishna creates the sense of lack or poverty, humility. I don't have Krishna. And that sense, I want Krishna, is actually, it comes from humility. One is never satiated, so to speak, in bhakti. So this is the essence, and that's why we're so cautious of entering into these higher subjects, that they're not to be read to make us feel we're more advanced. I have, you know, I'm delving in the highest subjects, therefore I'm more advanced than others. That kills bhakti, and therefore Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, seeing the lack of character of people in the present age, really did everything in his power, in his instructions, to keep people humble. They didn't like people live in Radhika, live in Govardhan, so something else is higher than you, and you don't develop the abhiman, the self-conception, I am the greatest because I live in the highest place. And, you know, humility is a feeling from the heart, so it's not an intellectual conception. You're not analyzing, well, I live here, I'm better. It's how you feel. Therefore, an uttama adhikari, from the standpoint of analysis, of course he sees that these are disciples, I am guru, but from the standpoint of mood, he doesn't feel that way. You can see through your heart, you can see through your head. And real bhakti is you start to see through your heart. So we always have to be cautious in entering these higher subjects. I feel we have some adhikari because it's a certain eagerness to listen on Wednesday night, and the people have been following this progressively, and so I'm just going on. I'm not jumping to the higher subjects, but it's where we've come in this book. So we'll read. Vijay Kumar relished the aspects of Madhurya Bhav that he had learned the previous day, and he was still in the mood. And he was still in this mood when he presented himself before his Gurudev. So his Gurudev explained him very hard things, that this union after separation from Krishna that somehow heightens it even more. They describe like you put a cloth in dye and the cloth absorbs it somehow like that. So the mood of separation allows you to absorb even more the feelings of union. So he heard all these things and he offered pranam and inquired from him submissively, Prabhu, I've understood about Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvika Bhav, and Vyabhichari Bhav, and also the Sarup of Stai Bhav. However, although I have combined these four kinds of ingredients with Stai Bhav, I still cannot awaken Ras. Why is this? So these are the ingredients of Rasa. I'm not sure here if he's talking about hearing about this or experiencing himself. But he says, I'm not awakening Rasa, I'm not really feeling it. And Goswami said, Dear Vijay, you will be able to awaken Rasa and Stai Bhav. You will not be able until you become conversant with the Sarup, intrinsic nature of Sringara Rasa. So I guess he's reading about these things and he's understanding them, but he's not feeling them. And he's saying, you have to understand something deeply. What is this Sringara Rasa? If you come in conversant with this, you won't really be able to have the depth of feelings. Buddha Bhava Samavita. From understanding comes Bhava. Sambandhagyan, metaphysical knowledge, morphs into Sambandhagyan, knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. So, what is Sringara Ras? Goswami, Sringara is the super excellent and profuse transcendental charm of Madhurya Ras. There are two kinds of Sringara. Vipralamba, love in separation, and Sambhog, meeting and performing joyful transcendental pastimes together. So Sringara Ras means Madhurya Ras. It's the conjugal relationship with Krishna. Vijay, I would like to know the characteristics of Vipralamba. Vipralamba is the delightful emotion that manifests when the Nayaka and the Nayakas, remember, this is the terms for hero and heroine, cannot fulfill their cherished and delightful longing for pastimes such as embracing each other. Vipralamba can occur in any state, either during meeting, milan, or separation, viyog, and it is especially nourishes the mood of sambhog. Vipralamba is also called viraha or viyoga. So this Vipralamba is not just separation. This Vriha is not just separation. But it's separation from Ragatmaka Bhakti, from intimate, spontaneous love. Not just a separation from God as your master, but separation from God as your son, God as your lover, God as your friend. And it creates an ultimate humility because one has cherished Krishna so much that in that separation one feels destitute. How does Vipralamba nourish the mood of Sambhog? Dipping a colored cloth repeatedly in the same dye increasingly enhances the brilliance of the color. Similarly, Vipralamba enhances the super excellent brilliance of Sambhog. Sambhog cannot develop fully without Vipralamba. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, my illustrious godbrother, wrote a book called The Embankments of Separation, where he describes that prema is like a river, and it requires two embankments, the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. So the sambho doesn't develop fully without vipralambha, and in fact, they're simultaneously experienced on the ultimate platform. Because everything is eternal, so everything is always existing. So these feelings are, although they're sequential, you may be separated, you may be in union, but in union, you're in separation, in separation, you're in union, because when you're separated from Krishna, you think of him more dearly, and we're really only separated from Krishna by consciousness. Therefore, the gopi said to Uddhava, I am there in my bhava manifestation. And Krishna gave that message, I'm there in my bhava manifestation. So, in separation, you're in union. And in union, there's always the sense that Krishna may leave. It's like in this world, there's union and separation simultaneously. If you love someone, you have that sense that actually this relationship is temporary. This is on the material platform. This relationship isn't temporary. So there's a kind of sense of separation also. How many different types of vipralambha are there? There are four types, purag, man, prem, vaichitya, and pravas. I had studied this before. I'm kind of happy to get back to it. What is purvarag? Purvarag is the fascination and enchantment that arises when the nayaka and nayaka see each other and hear about before they actually meet. So purvarag is Radha is hearing about Krishna. They haven't met before, but yet she's feeling separation. Deep separation from Krishna. She wants to be with Krishna, but she never met him. What are the different ways of seeing each other? The Nayaka, that means the heroine, may see Krishna directly in person, see his form in a picture, or see him in dreams. What are the different ways of hearing about each other? One may hear someone reciting the Nayaka's stuti and glorification, hear about him from the lips of the sakis and messengers, and listen to songs praising him. So this happens to Radha. She may hear something about Krishna. She may see Krishna's picture. She has not met Krishna. She may hear about him from the lips of someone. She may listen to songs praising him. So these are the different ways you're hearing about someone. What causes the appearance of this rati? Rati means this love or bhava. When I explained stai bhav before, I mentioned that the appearance of rati is caused by abhiyog, vishaya, sambandha, abhiman, and so on. These are also the causes of the rati appearing in purvarag. I don't remember that. I'm going to go on. Does this purvarag manifest first in the vrajanayakas? Nayaka or the Vrajanayakas? Does it manifest first in the gopis or Krishna? Goswami, there are many considerations here. In mundane affairs, the man generally initiates the longing for mutual attraction because women are usually more shy than men. Kind of very interesting. that men generally initiate the longing for mutual attraction. But of course, in this kind of Vedic culture, everything had parameters of decency, where in the modern world, although this tendency is there, because the world is so contaminated with illicit sex life as a goal and an objection, rather than a goal this kind of tendency that the man has becomes sometimes often abusive. And because the women are not shy and provocative, and the general morals are not contained, then people take leeway without restriction, and the whole thing is a mess. However, since women also have more prema, purvarag manifests first in the doe-eyed gopis. Wow, so it says women have more love. Interesting. The spiritual psychology. The bhakti shastras state that purvarag manifests first in the bhakta, and Krishna reciprocates accordingly. The Vrajadevis are the topmost of all bhaktas, so purvarag manifests perfectly in them first. There's an ancient adage in regard to this trait of human nature. The woman feels attracted first, and the man responds to her gesture. However, there's no fault in reversing the above order if the intensity of prema is the same in them both. I guess what it's saying here, the woman is the one that feels the attraction first, but they're shy, and the man is the one that initiates the longing for mutual attraction. Somehow this is what it's saying the psychology is. However, there's no fault. Okay. Please explain the sanchari bhavs of purvarag. So sanchari bhavs are the various emotions that arise from your relationship with Krishna. And there are 33 in different relationships with Krishna, manifest all of them or less of them, etc. So he said, so this is purvarag. You've heard about Krishna, you've seen a picture about Krishna, and the gopis are hankering for Krishna. They haven't met him. And then these are the things that happen. They get sick, doubt, jealous, exertion, fatigue, depression, eagerness, humility, anxiety, sleep, awakening, dejection, inertia, madness, bewilderment, and longing for death are all sanchari or vyabhichari bhavs. As well, how many types of purvarag are there? Well, Swami, there are three types. Proda, fully matured. Samanjasa, intermediate. And Sadaran, general. Okay, what is fully matured purvarag? Proda, which is called Prauda. Goswami, purvarag is prouder when it occurs in those possessed of samartha rati. And I'm forgetting these terms. It's a certain level of attraction. Maybe intense attraction. On this level of purvarag, the 10 dishas states, beginning from intense longing, lalasa, up to the desire for death, marana, can manifest. Since this purvarag is prodha, fully matured, the states that manifest in are also prodha. So prodha is fully matured purvarag when it's samartha rati, when the rati is very, very deep. What are the 10 dushas, states? There's 10 states of this purva rag. And quotes from Ujjvala Nilamani, Goswami, and he said, the 10 states are intense longing, lalasa, anxiety, udvega, sleeplessness, jagaran, emaciation, tanava, inertia, didata, impatient, vyagrata, illness, vyadi, madness, unmada, delusion, moha, and longing for death, mityu. What is lalasa? Lalasa is the intense longing to attain one's heartfelt desire, and its symptoms are eagerness, fickleness, reeling, and heavy breathing. What is udveg? Udveg is perturbation of the mind, and it manifests itself through symptoms such as deep, heavy breathing, fickleness, motionless, thoughtfulness, tears, change of body. So in terms of meditation on Krishna's pastime, those are advanced. They know, okay, this is purva rag. You know, Radharani has just seen this, and these are the symptoms that she has. And these symptoms are connected to that manifestation of love. What is jagaran? Jagaran is sleeplessness, and it gives rise to motionless and dryness of the senses. What is tanava? Tanava is leanness of the body, and is accompanied by symptoms such as bodily weakness and reeling of the mind. Some people read the lap, lamentation in place of tanava. So these are all the things that happen in this particular setting of Radha or the gopis hearing about Krishna in intense love, in purva rag, rag before they met. So jadat is shown by absence of the sense of discrimination, by not responding even when asking something, and by the loss of ability to see and hear. It is known as jadima. What is vyagrata, impatience? The condition, Goswami says, in which the transformations resulting from bhava do not manifest eternally is called gravity. Vyagrata is the state in which this gravity is agitated and becomes intolerable. The symptoms of vyagrata are discrimination, despondency, regret, and jealousy. So this is not even manifest internally. It's just churning in the heart. What is vyadi? Goswami, when one becomes acutely disappointed because one has not attained one's cherished goal, namely one's beloved, the resultant state has symptoms such as becoming pale and developing a high fever. This is called vyadi. And it gives rise to anubhavs, such as cold and shivering, desire, delusion, deep, long breathing, and falling unconscious to the ground. So all these symptoms, this is what's happening in this kind of love. What is unmada? Madness. Unmada is the condition in which the nayaka always mistakenly perceives her beloved in different objects everywhere. For example, taking a tamal tree to be Krishna and embracing it. It is the result of intense absorption of the mind and constant thoughts of one's beloved, and of being overwhelmed by the bhavas such as despondency, dejection, humility. Its anubhavas are aversion, making jealous remarks to one's beloved, long breathing, blinking the eyes, and feeling extreme pain of separation. So I'm going to have to go on to the next activity here. Anybody like to say hello for today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hi, Prabhu. Who is that?
This is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Gail, for coming on.
Yeah, can you just repeat what the definition of purva rag is?
Purva rag is the separation one has before meeting Krishna, hearing about him and seeing a picture of Krishna. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Gail. I guess I'm going to head out now. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Bo.
Thank you.
Why don't you...
Hare Krishna.